This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. A recent biography of Billy Strayhorn has increased interest in the late composer and arranger's work, and that's good news for music fans. Strayhorn was Duke Ellington's longtime collaborator who wrote and arranged for the orchestra. Strayhorn's best-known compositions include Lush Life, Something to Live For, Chelsea Bridge, and Ellington's theme, Take the A-Train. A tribute to Strayhorn will be performed this Saturday night at Merkin Hall in New York. Jimmy Heath, Joe Lovano, and Andy Bay are among the performers who will perform Strayhorn's work. The music director is my guest, saxophonist Michael Hashem. In a moment, we'll hear a special recording he made for us of one of the obscure Strayhorn compositions, which will be revived at the concert. I asked Michael Hashem why Strayhorn's compositions are important to him.
As a musician who's been long steeped in the Ellington canon, of course, the more intensely and deeply I listened to the recordings, I started to pick out by ear the difference between Strayhorn's contributions and Ellington's, and not to in any way denigrate Ellington, whom I'm also deeply involved with musically, but I started to sense a special beauty in Strayhorn's music that appealed to me. I think partly because of its sophistication, its lack of pretension within a kind of intricate idiom, which I really appreciated. I mean, Strayhorn's music tends to be rather complicated by the standard of jazz measurement, and I always like to get involved with music that's complex. With a reason, without being forced to be complex for the sake of novelty or to somehow baffle a listener. Strayhorn's sophistication is always at the service of the beauty and meaning of what he's doing.
You've recorded for us one of the more obscure pieces by Strayhorn that you're going to be featuring at the concert. And the piece is called Up There. It's also known as Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find the sheet music?
Well, I got together with Strayhorn's biographer, David Haydu, who's been instrumental in putting this concert together. And he had a stack of music, Xeroxes, of various things, most of it quite obscure, all of it composed by Billy Strayhorn. And I rubbed my sweaty palms together in glee and absconded with the stack of copies and played through all the stuff on piano or on saxophone at home. And this piece, Up There, struck me for many reasons as something that I would like to have a go at.
What were some of the reasons?
Well, first of all, if anybody listening to this, bear with me if you're not musically trained or musically literate. I think you can understand what I'm talking about. It doesn't have a bass line or a harmony, chord changes in the sense of most of the music that jazz musicians generally play, and most of the compositions that Strayhorn wrote. It's a very impressionistic piece in terms of harmony and tonality. There's a bass line which just holds on a pedal D throughout the entire. It's only a 16-bar piece, and throughout the entire 16 bars, the note D is held in the bass, while various open and dissonant things happen above it. It's very unlike anything having to do with American popular song. And of course, Strayhorn was well accomplished in that field as well. I mean, all you have to do is listen to some of his better known compositions, such as, for instance, Lush Life, to see that Strayhorn was a master in an idiom that relates more closely to traditional American popular song. But this piece, Up There, doesn't even touch on that genre at all to me. It's more like a coloristic chamber piece, I suppose. At least that's the way that I approached it.
Why don't we hear the recording that you made for us to play on Fresh Air? Tell us who the pianist is with you.
The pianist on this date is a man named Richard Wyons. And Richard is in his mid-60s. He's had an amazing career. I don't think he's terribly well-known to the jazz public, which is a shame, especially because over the years he's recorded and worked with people like Freddie Hubbard, Benny Carter, George Benson, Illinois Jacquet, just about everyone you can think of. And I confronted him with the music for this piece in the studio on the spot, and we ran it down and tried to find a way through it, and he'd never seen it before. So a tribute to his sensitivity and musicianship that he pulled it off with such savoir-faire.
And we'll hear my guest Michael Hesham on saxophone, and this is Billy Strayhorn's composition, Up There. That's Billy Strayhorn's composition, Up There, performed for us by saxophonist Michael Hesham and pianist Richard Wyans, and this was a recording made just for Fresh Air. And this piece, this obscure Billy Strayhorn piece, will be performed on June 7th as part of an evening called Lush Night, a celebration of the music of Billy Strayhorn, and my guest Michael Hesham is the music director for that evening. How did you first discover the music of Ellington and Strayhorn? I think young people are often really caught up in the music of their own generation and don't listen to the music of other generations until they get older. What was it like for you?
Well, I was kind of an offbeat little kid. I really was a little kid. I'll make it brief. When I was a kid, I got a saxophone to the New York State School Band Program. I had no records. I didn't know anything about music. I went to the supermarket. I bought an LP, remember those, for 39 cents because it had a picture of an alto sax on the cover. The record was called The 11th Hour, Johnny Hodges, featured with string arrangements by Oliver Nelson. I sat with my old, I had a Victrola with a cloth-covered speaker and a tone arm that weighed about 3 pounds. It was my only record. And reading the liner notes on the back by Stanley Dance, of course, famous Ellington scholar, that introduced me, opened the door to the world of Ellingtonia. And I loved that record so much that I started to buy records by Ellington, and it was really as simple as that.
What a lucky kid to have his first
exactly.
record be a Johnny Hodges record.
Isn't that a weird coincidence? I still have that LP. I still listen to it. I still love it.
Michael Hesham is the music director of Lush Night, a tribute to Billy Strayhorn, which will be held Saturday night at Merkin Hall in New York. Coming up, poet Linda McCarriston reads a poem about moving to Alaska. This is Fresh Air.